When you look at this roster, kind of what you've seen the last 2 weeks, and you compare it to this time last year, what do you see in comparison?
You know, I still feel the same way that I came here, that this roster is still the best roster that I've seen since I've been here. And I know we some people that was here last year are not here, but I do feel like we helped ourselves in a lot of different areas. I think defensive line, even though it might not have shown as like we would like for it to have Thursday, but I still feel pretty good about the D-line. And I think the secondary with Fabian being healthy now and Fuller got a year up under his belt along with the two guys that are starting, and with DJ Swearinger coming in, I certainly think that the secondary is much improved from last year. An offensive line is what it is. I think Terrell Pryor and Dotson get healthy. He was having a good offseason. And with Jamie Crowder, the receiving core going to be up to our quarterback getting the ball to the guys like he did last year. I think that's the most important thing.
Has there been an area that has maybe jumped out in a positive way for you that you weren't expecting?
Not really. You know, after watching these guys on the offseason and with Thomas Suter coming in and watching him, I really believe that we got two coaches or the same type of coaches on different sides of the ball, where we got Callahan, we got Thomas Suter. Those are the same two guys, and it's all about fundamentals, it's all about being tough, and it's about a lot of work. And when you see the one-on-one, that's the most exciting part of practice, because they get their reps, they go against each other, and you can see them getting better each time. You know, when you see Trent Williams, who he is, you know, it's amazing who he is from an athletic standpoint, but when you see guys like Anthony Lanier and Junior Gallette and Preston Smith working against those guys, both guys are getting better. So I think when you look at this team as a whole, in the trenches has gotten a lot better, not only because of the players that are here, the coaches too. And Jonathan Allen is the guy that he was hyped up to be. You know, when you watch him, and as soon as he learned the pro game and using his hands a little better, I think he's going to be a beast in that. You know, once you get his body into you, 9 out of 10, he's going to win.
You've been around Kirk now for a few years, several years. How have you seen him grow, both on the field, decision-making, things like that, and also off the field in a leadership role?
Well, I think, number one, nobody is more confident than Kirk Cousins. I mean, I think even from the fact of, he decided to play on the tag, he's confident in himself. He knows what he's done the last 2 years. And the way I look at that, I don't think he's going to do no worse this year than he did the last 2 years, because – The offense is what he's played in for the last 2 years. I think he got a good rapport with the head coach, the quarterback coach. And Curtis is not a guy that's hard to get along with. The players like him. And I think at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about leadership. And everybody knows Kirk can play this game. He's proved that he can play it. And I think the key here is taking us to that next level. And he understands that the next level is important not only to the team but also to himself too.
With Kirk, he had talked last week about how he feels like maybe this is the most comfortable he's been since his senior year of college, because in the system and all that. As a former quarterback, what kind of things can happen when a quarterback feels that way?
Well, I think we can look up to the northeast of us. The New England Patriots had pretty good success. Bill Belichick has become a real good coach with the same quarterback. And I think when you look at Kirk being in this system for the last 3 years and playing well the last two, I think that speaks volume for him and the organization and the coach, who feel comfortable with calling whatever they want to call with Kirk, because they know he can get it done.
What are the What are the biggest takeaways for you from this training camp overall?
Well, the biggest takeaway for me is learning to be in this position and being in control of the personnel department, and getting an opportunity to sit down with the head coach and the guys that work in the personnel department to set up workouts and talk about the players and talk about how we got them slotted on the roster and who should probably make this team. Where, being in that position is new to me, but at the same time, it's the same thing we've been doing since I've been here, just that I'm in a different role now.